Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Have you checked the room for pranks?
I'm looking, and I'm not seeing anything obvious.
Look up.
What?
I'm just making sure we looked up.
Dang it!
In your field of vision, make sure to look around you.
I'm trying to be aware. I have come across nada, zilch, nothing. Usually like a big corporation will do something.
Did I see a fake movie poster maybe from Disney today?
Oh, did you?
It was a quick scroll. Didn't have a lot of time this morning.
Oh.
So I don't recall. Maybe I'll go back and take a look.
I hope everything is above board. I don't know. I haven't been April Fooled yet, but I have had thoughts. I almost...
What does that mean?
I don't know. There was just something. I saw a picture that somebody took some Brussels sprouts and dipped them in chocolate and then put them on a popsicle stick and said they're cake pops.
That's clearly April Fool's.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I just thought that might be kind of a funny thing, but I didn't do it to you. I couldn't.
You were going to do that to me?
Yeah. If I had purchased Brussels sprouts,
yes,
it would have happened. But I did not have any in my homestead, and I wasn't going to go out of my way to pull this prank on you.
Here's how I would have known it was a prank.
Huh.
Rarely do you offer me food in the morning.
That is true.
Something's up.
Yes.
Something's up.
But I already had a backstory.
What was it?
Yesterday, the
kids... I like hypothetical pranks.
I thought it all the way through. Everything except actually doing it. I was going to tell you, oh my gosh, you have to help me out because the kids were home from school. And so our activity was making cake pops. Anybody who wants them, I'm going to put them on the back.
I would have bought that.
I know you would
have. Hook, line, and sinker.
You would have walked right into this perfect trap. But alas, I did not purchase.
Now I'm worried that you're setting something up that's not going to happen because something else is going to happen.
No. But is Ben?
I had to look behind me.
Is he an April Foolster?
Are you in cahoots?
No cahoots.
No cahoots?
No.
He's as equally nondescript as he is every day today. He just kind of comes in his hoodie and is like, let's go to work, guys.
Let's do this.
Let's work.
No shenanigans.
Slow down your excitement there, Ben.
No funny
let's
business.
Do it.
Everybody, let's do this thing. Let's be serious. No April fooling around, okay?
I do enjoy a good Facebook fake post.
I do too.
Because somebody will share it and believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody can go after that person for being gullible.
Just a little something. I like a little, that was clever.
I do like a good clever. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Maybe there's still time. I mean, we're early birds. It's 6:04 a.m., so.
There's time for the rest of the world to wake up and start a pranking?
Plenty of time for everybody else to get up and get pranking. And I think I got inspired because I saw this list of, like, fun, harmless April Fool's pranks that you could pull off, which I liked some. Just switch the order of somebody's dresser drawers.
Okay.
You know, so you like, your top is always
underwear,
undies, and socks. You put those on the bottom.
Why are my jeans up there?
Wait a second.
Who did this?
One woman said that her son played a prank on her. She goes to get her wallet out of her purse.
Yeah.
And her purse is stuffed with bras. So she has to take bras out on the cash register to get to her.
That's entertaining.
Well, that's funny. You simply change your significant other's phone sounds.
Yeah.
So they don't know, like, what? That's not my sound. Very alarming. Somebody hid Easter eggs all over the house. 144. There are some still missing.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I don't know if I want that. Well, be very careful,
Dave. You've got another holiday to find the rest of them.
That's true.
If you think about it.
That's true. That's just pre-Easter.
But you got to keep track. And let's hope there wasn't any, you know, food in there.
Exactly. Did you fill the eggs? One, I guess, tech-savvy husband switched every time his wife wrote the word you in a message.
You can do this. Yeah.
It swaps you for y'all. That's my favorite. She keeps trying to type you, but she just
It auto-corrects to y'all.
Listen, y'all.
I'm going to get you, y'all. Whoever did this, seriously, I'm coming after y'all.
It's my
God!
It's my
I hate y'all! All caps, Y-A apostrophe L-L.
I'll get y'all for this!
I'll get y'all.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
There's a scene in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Where young Luke Skywalker is told to go man a gun in a spaceship because the Empire is coming after them.
Oh, no.
And he gets one. He's like, woo, I got him. And Han Solo looks back. He's like, don't get cocky, kid.
Right.
Remember that line?
Yeah, totally.
I think I get a little cocky about how well I was handling my cold.
That sounds like you.
Let me tell you the story about, well, maybe some bad medicine I got. So Friday, we're in Des Moines.
Oh, no.
And we're going out to eat. And I am still just clogged. Eyebrows to nose.
There is nothing worse than when you have a really stuffy head cold. And then you're trying to act like you don't and be normal. But you are not with it.
You're not fun to be around.
No.
You're in a bad mood. Yes. Everything hurts.
Yep.
You're weepy. Your eyes are like, I think I had allergies on top of a cold or vice versa.
Yeah.
So all three of my dining companions, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my wife, turned to me and said, you have to just go. There's a pharmacy right next door to the restaurant.
Get out of here.
Go buy something. So I walk in and immediately at the door is a table and it says 50% off soon to be expired or expired medication. I went, that's my table.
No.
Yes.
Why would they sell you expired medication?
I didn't know you could do that as a licensed pharmacy.
I think that you have to not do that.
But I got a deal.
I think that's your job not to do that.
So I bought some knockoff something of Fed. I don't know.
Did they also have just regular?
Yes, it was a full-on pharmacy.
Why didn't you get the regular?
I got a little bit of both. So I got discount, and then I went down the aisle to like severe allergies and cold, and I got Zicam nasal spray.
Ooh, nice.
And I will tell you what. Two puffs of that, and I was good to go.
Excellent choice.
It cleared me out.
Mm-hmm.
It's magic. And I've been feeling great since Monday. And this morning, I'm like, I feel like my 50% off medicine is only working about 25%, right?
Uh-huh.
I think it was half price, and it's half of effective. I don't feel any worse, but I was really feeling better going into Monday.
So it started great, and It's
like the day the expiration hit, does it just stop working?
Yeah, so it expired in April, so you're done.
I think it expired
today's
today.
April 1st, you're done, bud.
I think that's it.
That medicine is now expired.
The whole thing that you're not even supposed to maintain, you're supposed to go drop it off at a safe drug spot, right?
Yeah.
No, this place sold it for profit.
Good on them.
I fell for it.
Wow.
I thought I was being wise. I was being penny wise, right? I'm saving some money.
Penny wise, yes.
I'm also being health-wise.
Yeah.
And today, I feel like I've plateaued.
Didn't work out, huh?
No, I was feeling great. And right now, I'm like...
Who could have foreseen this?
Am I going backwards?
I don't know.
Is it because I bought some off of 50% off-table medicine? Is that why?
Anytime a pharmacy sets up their own table...
Yeah.
A plastic top, no. That it says 50% off. Just say no.
You know what I wonder now? Was that an actual building... Or was like a fake facade, and then it was just like a bunch of like containers or something.
You were so out of it, you don't even know where you were.
I don't know.
Was that a pharmacy?
Wait a minute. I was in some random neighborhood in Des Moines. Maybe it's just a pop-up shop.
I'm also very concerned that it worked great and suddenly has stopped working. What the heck have you been taking?
I don't know, but I felt good on Saturday during the birthday party. I felt great.
This is very suspicious.
I also was mixing it with alcohol. Was that a problem?
Yeah. Your poor liver.
I don't know what I'm processing right now. What are you putting in your body, Hanson?
Well, please be careful with you.
Thank you.
Because a lot of us rely on you for things like words.
I'm here for you.
I have been asked as a parent to write a letter to my student. They have tests. We used to call them basic skills.
I've tested basic skills.
Okay, let's just go with it's basically basic skills because it's like
There's alphabet soup.
Yes. It's alphabet soup test week.
Yes. Oh,
and
fun.
Yes. Yes. And it begins, I don't know, Wednesday or something. So they're like, if you could just write your student a letter and mm-hmm. and let them know that you're rooting for them and just to keep calm and just basically wish them good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck, babe. Good luck, babe. Can you sing a letter? Can you send an audio recording?
So much better if I send an audio recording.
Good luck, babe.
Okay, I'm going to write that down as
See
one
if that's
idea.
A possibility.
Because all I started.
Yeah.
Luckily, I started yesterday. Here's my draft. Hey, Corridora. Good luck on today. Any notes?
That's it. You wrote that?
I wrote that myself.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
The most creative part is calling her Corridora.
I know. It's all you got so far. So far.
What are you writing, a telegram?
But here's where you come in.
Do you think saying things, giving her inspiration that this will help her in the future, will that be good or will that freak her out?
That's tough. It could go either way.
Okay, don't do that.
And then I wouldn't be there to, like, hey, I didn't mean it.
I would point out all of the good things that she's been doing at home to mm-hmm. prepare.
Yes, you're a great reader.
And that those will pay off today.
Mm-hmm.
You got this because you basically have already done it.
Look, listen, Rook. This is what you trained for.
Sure. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, okay.
She's not going to understand what that means.
I'm just going to take stuff from movies.
Get in there, Rocky. Make sure to tell her to crap thunder. That'll be a good idea.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Following a two-week investigation, Cedar Rapids police have arrested 24-year-old Daniel Duane of Cedar Rapids in connection to the March 13th assault on a 48-year-old male in the 1000 block of B Avenue Northwest. If that address sounds vaguely familiar, that's where police were checking in on multiple assaults in the course of one day.
Okay.
So, we do not have any further We do not have any more charges filed against any other assaults. They're still trying to piece the timeline together. And it might just look obvious to all of us, but right, you get this stuff has to hold up in court.
Yeah.
So there's a couple extra steps they have to go through. So we're still waiting at the other two assaults to see if this will be connected back to this same person, Daniel Duane. But as of right now, he's been charged with at least one. Three Minnesota men were arrested over the weekend after Iowa police, University of Iowa police, say they stole equipment from the Jacobson Athletic Building on the University of Iowa campus. All three men, all 19 from Minnesota, entered the building around 1:30 Sunday morning. They were found later in Kinnick.
What?
Now, those fences aren't that high, and good for you guys for deciding to scale that. Police allege the three stole about $2,000 worth of baseball equipment. We have nothing to know, like, are there any damages or anything from Kinnick, but as of right now, it doesn't look like it.
Wow.
But
that's bold. That's a bold move.
I don't want you to steal it from any sports.
No.
But the fact that you are on hallowed ground, man. You broke into Kinnick Stadium.
Shame on you.
Big shame on you. Big, big shame. So the big question right now is, Claire, what's got me feeling all right?
Yeah, Eric, what does have you feeling all right?
Colonel's baseball, man. We are 1 week away from opening day locally.
Okay.
They start the season at the end of this week on the road.
All right.
But first game for the Colonels coming up on April the 8th. They released their theme nights, giveaways, fireworks, record number, by the way, this year.
Ooh.
So what I thought I would do is I would throw you a song or a sound, and you tell me
and
what the theme is.
See if I can tell what the theme is?
Yes.
Okay, let's play.
Here is the first theme night on the list. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Friends!
Friends night coming up on May 16th.
May 16th. Okay, I have got to remember that. My kids would love that.
Let me give you another one.
A classic Star Wars night.
Star Wars night coming up on May 17th.
Always fun. Scooby-Doo night.
Scooby-Doo night coming up on May 27th. They are coming out of the gate.
Seriously,
with all of these theme nights,
got to get a mystery machine, right?
Is there one in town?
I believe somebody has one. I think I don't know. Maybe it's a Marion.
That's just into May. You've got Harry Potter there. There's Batman. They're going to do an elf night in July for Christmas in July.
Christmas, love it.
Margaritaville coming up. I circled that one in August. Yep. Again, you can find all the information for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Get ready for their first opening night, which is coming up on April 8th versus Beloit.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Body cam footage of police finding the bodies of Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy back in February does exist. Pictures were taken of the scene. And there are some people who would really like that footage released.
Like who?
I don't know. People are like asking for it. They want to see. You know,
I mean, it's morbid. I get it.
I don't know if it's like true crime junkies.
It's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of just people who I understand the allure of the forbidden.
Curiosity,
yeah,
right?
Right?
It's just curiosity. However, Yoshi Feaster is not one of them. She's Gene Hackman's mother-in-law. She is 91 years old herself. She would like to keep the pictures and the video of the bodies under wraps so that, you know, she can grieve in peace. That's not something that you would want to see, right?
She's got to say, because that's her daughter,
right?
I would assume.
Yes.
But then again, I don't know, because now, we're dealing with estates and attorneys and all those things.
Yeah, and we already had an interesting battle with Gene Hackman's estate. But according to a New Mexico judge yesterday, photos and video from the scene can be released. However, they have to be edited. Any images of Gene and Betsy can't be shown. They have to be blurred. So you can see the way, you know, maybe the cane fell.
You see walking into the house.
The heater.
You see all of the objects.
Yes.
You just see two blur images on the floor.
But you don't see them themselves. So I guess that's a happy medium, right? We're still reeling from the SNL fallout. Morgan Wallen just abruptly leaving the stage at the end of Saturday Night Live.
He left.
It is how he left.
He went down the center row and he had to know the camera was there.
He walked into the camera, basically.
They show as you're performing, like there's the, like he knows.
Right.
Part of performing is understanding how it works.
And that remains a mystery as to how it went down. Was he mad? Was it an honest mistake? Like, well, the show's over, I'm getting out of here. He said, he posted on Instagram, he had to get to God's country. Okay, maybe he's just excited to get home. It seems like a lot of people are not sure what happened. Entertainment Weekly talked to Kenan Thompson, the longest standing member on Saturday Night Live. And he said, he definitely noticed. And I wondered what that was about. I don't know if he understood the assignment or not, or if he was feeling a certain kind of way. Maybe he had to go potty or something.
There's that, you know, it's like, I've been holding it for an hour.
I gotta go. There's another theory that perhaps Morgan got snubbed by the boss man himself, Lorne Michaels. Someone claimed that they saw Lorne walk up at the end of the show, hug the host, Mikey Madsen, but completely ignore Morgan Wallen. And it was very obvious the way that he just kind of turned his back to Morgan and walked away. It seemed obvious. It seemed purposeful. That's just one insider's.
Now that I've watched all those inside documentaries, Lauren takes a lot of pride in that show and is very hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
More so than I think the typical viewer realizes because it's during the commercial breaks.
Yes.
So I didn't even consider he probably does a quick thank you to everybody.
Yeah.
And then is off camera when everybody else is saying goodbye.
Right.
I buy that 100%.
I could see that happening.
Yeah.
There's another outside of the moment itself, but one of the writers trolled Morgan on Instagram. Morgan posted a shot of his private jet saying, "Get me to God's country." So one of the writers posted a shot of a Krispy Kreme truck and said the exact same thing, "Get me to God's country." And by the way, there is no official statement from NBC. There's no bad blood. He's Morgan Wallen's welcome back on the show. It's not like he's on a
list again.
Yeah. Can't
banned.
Return. Yeah. Okay. I told you I need you to picture in your mind's eye Mr. Clean.
Yeah, got him.
Okay, great. He was a topic of conversation on Drew Barrymore's show yesterday because there was a recent poll that said half of Americans get turned on by watching their partner do household chores.
I've seen those polls before.
Yeah, like cleaning up. It's like, my husband's much more attractive to me when he does the dishes than when I have to, you know, step in. Her sidekick, Russ Matthews, says, "There's a reason Mr. Clean is hot, okay?" And then that spurred this whole conversation because Drew does not have that feeling. She does not like the fact that a lot of people have fetishized Mr. Clean. She's like, he's like pumped and he's ready for action. And I feel uncomfortable when I see him because he's so sexual. She said
he's too sexual.
He's too sexual. There are commercials where he's mopping and he has like a real swagger when he's doing it. And she doesn't like that at all.
Who does she like instead? Like the Charmin bear? Like who's her
you
character?
Know what? I wish those bears would stop running around showing their heinies to everybody. Look, is it clean?
Put the pants on, Charmin bears.
Huh? Is it clean? Stop it. Stop it.
How does that get on television?
I don't know. Just wrong.
Bear butts everywhere.
Bear butts. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
Ironically, we have promotional hats. And one of them says clips and one of them says tote bags.
Which wasn't even in merch mayhem.
Promotional clothing didn't make the swag 16.
T-shirt wasn't even in the mix.
So somewhere, a lovely developing nation will be getting hats that we will not give to the losers. So stand by, everybody. We're about ready to find out who wins Merch Madness. Right now, Merch Mayhem. Right now, forecast brought to you by Cedar Memorial. Learn about their over 95 years of service to the community at cedarmemorial.com. Cloudy, chance of rain, breezy, 47. Rain developing this afternoon. Rain for sure overnight tonight. Slight chance of severe weather tonight or tomorrow. 71, breezy with showers on Wednesday. Been steady all morning, 32. It's morning scramble, NC102.9.
Okay, well, it has all come down to this moment. This is the Tchotchke Championship in Merch Mayhem. This matchup, magnet clip versus tote bag. I mean, this is the stuff of dreams.
I mean, this is how it always plays out, whether you're watching basketball or you're watching two promotional items go at it. It's the best of the best, right? Sometimes it's not always the number one seeds, but they are so revved up for the competition. It's very, very close. That's how all of these games usually pan out.
And it all comes down to the moment when we have to look at our commissioner of these games, these matchups, Commissioner Ben.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Ben.
Eerily calm for as frazzled as you were just a minute ago. I have never seen you with more calculators, pieces of scratch paper, and, ways to tabulate who the winner is, but this must be a very close match.
I mean, for being the best two promotional items, this is the closest race we've had.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, okay.
Merch Mayhem. We started with the Swag 16, then the free-to-take 8, then we had the freebie 4, and here we are in the Tchotchke Championship, and producer Ben is now ready to declare the winner for the first ever. Merch Mayhem has never happened before.
I am so stressed out. Okay.
Magnet clip versus tote bag. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner for 2025 Merch Mayhem is...
It's too close to call.
What?
It's basically tied.
So what does that mean?
Overtime?
I think we're going to need some more time to figure this out.
Overtime!
Overtime! In the championship game?
We're going overtime!
Overtime, baby! Overtime!
Merch Mayhem overtime! For the first time ever, overtime!
Whoa! Whoa! Okay, there's still time to vote then! Merch Mayhem, the Tchotchke Championship, Z102.9 Facebook page. Who you got? Thumbs up for the magnet clip or a heart for the tote bag?
Tell your coworkers, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your kids, tell your kids' teachers.
Tell your dog.
Tell your dog. Anybody who has thumbs or doesn't have thumbs but has the ability to vote on a phone or on a computer, tell those people. This is Power Hour. Let's get as many votes as we can for this thing. And then Kamish will just let us know when he's ready to declare a winner.
Wow. It is incredibly tight. But you could be the deciding factor. Magnet clip or tote bag?
In overtime!
Whoa!
Merch Mayhem, only on the Morning Scramble.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Mom Traversy on Z102.9.
Approaching pets, primarily dogs, as we're getting into outdoor season, on the trail season, at the park season, eventually farmer's market season.
Pets that your kids do not know. Perfect example, last night on the trail, I saw a family and they had two dogs, kind of like your situation. The one, very small, little fur ball, very approachable. And then one... really big, and I'll just go ahead and say, kind of scary looking dog with big jaws. The kid, that dog had a big head. My daughter's first instinct was, oh, look at the little fluff ball.
Yeah.
And would want to approach that dog. What would happen with the other one, with the big one? Because they'd be right there in the mix too.
That's a good point. With two dogs too, one could be protective of the other dog. Also environment. On the trail, they're kind of in like exercise, I'm following my master right now mode.
Right.
And like you're also disrupting whatever is kind of happening. Maybe it's a training session.
Kind of excited. We're moving. We're exercising.
Exactly. So that's our question today for Momtroversy. Approaching pets. What are the rules of the road for you? It gets, you know, a little bit different when the people know the dogs. My friend, my high school friend Chuck.
I always taught my boys to ask the owner first, and then if they say it's okay, go for it.
Ever but have an owner say no?
The owner said no because his dog wasn't feeling well, and so the Dakota said, "Hey, it's okay. You still have a nice dog."
Oh yeah,
that's nice.
And
yeah,
it's the owner's call, personally, right?
Yeah, totally.
Right. So in your case, Eric, anytime I see Kingston, he knows I'm a sucker.
Well, there's you know, people who come to my house.
Right.
That's also, you know, he's aware of you because you've been over.
You rang the doorbell. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the problem. There's a lot of suckers because he's adorable, right? I just want to make sure that people don't scare him by approaching him because he doesn't know what's coming at him.
He doesn't see you coming.
Right. But yeah.
He's got me well trained.
You're given a green light, so you're okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the perspective, Chuck.
Yep. Bye.
Thanks.
I also am branded as a rabble rouser around dogs because I love to get on the ground and play with them.
Yeah.
And case in point, they've got a bulldog, my brother and sister-in-law in Des Moines. And I should technically probably be told not to, because I rile her up.
Yeah.
Because she's fun to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that's not a stranger's dog. But even there, I need a little bit more permission just because I don't, you know, what are they training her? They've got two younger kids in the house. So you've got to, I believe, abide by house rules. And sometimes the house rules are in the house and sometimes they're out of the house when it comes to pets.
I think you're bringing up a really good point. And I don't know if as a mom, I've had a conversation with my kids, like this is how we do it. And it's kind of a good safety tip because you never know what the dog's bringing to the situation.
Boy, I think about those farmers market and there's so much stimulation for those dogs. And could your kid be the wrong one at the wrong time?
Yeah.
Or
wrong energy.
Grew up with hunting dogs. My brother Greg got too close to one of the dogs, and just by instinct, she nipped at his nose because he was just in that zone, right? And you just think of like the height of the dog and maybe the height of your kid at the farmer's market. Could be a little scary.
Could be a dangerous situation.
So what are the rules of the road for your house? That's our Momtroversy today. It's an all play. We'd love to hear just so it can kind of help shape other conversations. Maybe you want to have that conversation with your kid, but you don't want to disappoint them. You don't want to scare them.
Yes. So do you have that conversation with your kids? Do you let your kid pet a stranger's animal?
Helping raise your kids the Scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
It's a Momtroversy. It is a pet parent traversy as well. Do you let your kid pet a stranger's animal? A good conversation to have as a family, like how are we going to do this? And I didn't think about it, I don't think, as much when we had a small dog. My dog Coco was just like basically a cat. But now that we have Rex, a bigger dog, this is something that is on my mind all the time when we take him out and I see other kids approach us. And when my kids are actually playing with him too, because he is so big, he can accidentally hurt you.
Well, we were mindful too, because Coco was getting older. Mm-hmm. And as we got to know you guys, we'd come over to your house. We would just, as dog owners, it's like, okay, what are the house rules too?
Yeah.
Where can they be? On this furniture, not on this furniture.
There's those rules too.
What's a toy? What's not a toy? What games do you like to play? What don't, just so you're respecting, because you, all the money and time you put into a pet, you would hate to ruin that by just bringing one person into the situation. It's like, we just were trying to break him of jumping on people and you just brought it back.
Yeah, we're really trying to not do that.
Yes. So the question is, do you let your kid pet a stranger's animal? Primarily dogs we're thinking, but any pet. And then what are the general rules in your household?
So yes, I do. But we have a very like strict set of rules for going to pet somebody else's dog. So first things first, do not run up. Walk slow, be calm. Like I have a 5-year-old and I've got 2 9-year-olds. The 5-year-old is sometimes like, oh my God, I need to go pet that thing. And like, no dog scares her. Like trick-or-treating this last year, like she encountered so many dogs. I think she enjoyed like petting dogs more than she enjoyed getting candy. And it was from tiny little puffballs to a giant black Great Dane. and none of it terrified her. So she's the one I'm worried about. But we approach the dog slowly. You ask the pet parent if you can pet them, and whether they say yes or no, we respect those answers. And then they have to let the dog sniff them before they pet them. And then when they go to pet them, they need to pack them on like the back on their rump.
Oh, not at the top of the head or near the face.
Nope, just because I understand, like, with your situation, Eric, one of my neighbors has an older dog who's just old and crotchety.
Yeah.
And he doesn't always like being pet around the head. And
sure, yeah.
And I've learned over time, like, sometimes he doesn't like that, so they go for the bottom. And
yeah,
I've also
okay.
got a friend who's got a rescue dog that she gets kind of really, really scared when people approach her at her face. So we go for back pets just because it's a little safer on the chance somebody says, yes, you can pet my dog, but the dog, you know, growls or gets nippy.
Yeah.
That way they're not at the head or anything.
Yep.
So letting them, you know, enjoy petting dogs, because, I mean, who doesn't love that? Like, I'm crazy allergic to dogs, but I will always take that risk.
But they're so cute, right?
They're so cute. I'm with Eric on Bernie's Mountain Dogs. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you what, their cartoon dogs come to life.
They're so cute. Like, they're my favorite dog breed in the world. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I will die of all the allergies just to pet that dog.
Well, don't do that. Hey, we got to cut you loose, but those are great. Great pointers.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Look how far we've come since last Monday, Tuesday, when we asked the world, give us your favorite promotional items.
And there were so many different items. I mean, we had pages and pages of your favorite promotional items, and we whittled it all down to the Swag 16.
And then from there, your votes took that down to the Free to Take 8.
And then to the freebie 4.
And after defeating Post-its, travel tumblers and promotional pen, magnet clip, and tote bag, which defeated calendar, lip balm, and pizza cutter, are now head-to-head, face-to-face, merch mayhem, tchotchke championship.
It all comes down to this. We went into overtime with these two fierce competitors.
And we are now ready to declare... Are we ready to declare?
Yes.
Yes, Commish. We are ready to declare.
Thank you, Commish.
That's Commish Ben over there. The winner of Merch Mayhem 2025.
Oh, my goodness. Commissioner?
You ready?
Stop it!
Stop! You gotta say it!
It is the Magnet Clip.
What?
Magnet Clip wins!
Congratulations, Magnet Clip, a little piece of plastic sticking on the fridge, taking down tote bag.
By 4 votes, if my math matches Commissioner Ben's votes.
My goodness.
Wow.
This was a very close call. Great promotional items, but of all of the promotional items we could get, the people want a good old-fashioned chip clip.
Wait, do I hear the crowd? Magnet Clip. Magnet clip, magnet clip, magnet clip, magnet clip, magnet clip.
Woo! Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.